Good morning. My name is Bonnie. I'll be sharing EMPs today. So let's pray first, and then I will share. Father God, we just thank you for this morning. Thank you that as a church family, Lord, we can just come together, Lord, and to worship you, but just to also really meditate on your word, Father God. Lord, we just pray that we'd be, that your word just would really convict us of things that are just things that you've been sharing with us, Lord. Father, I just pray that we would delight in your word today, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, so today I want to share from Matthew, and it's basically one of the Beatitudes, and it's just it's really short and sweet, and it's Matthew chapter 5, verse 9, and you guys don't have to flip there, but basically it's, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God in the NASB, or in NIV, it's the children of God. And it's a pretty, really straightforward, you know, it's just one sentence. But I find for myself, when it comes to those sentences, it's the ones that need the most unpacking. And it's one of the things that I feel like God has been just kind of in the background, in the back of my head. It's always kind of going on, and it's been one of the key verses that I've been thinking about during the fast. And you know, what does it actually mean? What does it actually mean to be a peacemaker? You know. To me, it sounds like, you know, it requires action, and it's not just a title that we have, even though, you know, by the spirit of adoption, God has already adopted us into his family. So I've just come to three points that I just want to share, and just things that I've picked up from my experience during this time. And the first one is no to favoritism. You know, for us, like, it's, we think that it's really, it's just a very simple and really little thing, you know. When it comes to our friends, it's not a big deal, you know. We might prefer someone over someone else, you know, when we're going out, you know, to hang out for dinner or something like that. But what about when it comes to serious things? For example, in Romans chapter 2, when it comes to arguments and judgment, God says, you therefore have no excuses, you who pass judgment on someone else. For at whatever point you judge another, you are condemning yourself, because you who pass judgment do the same things. Now we know that God's judgment against those who do such things is based on truth. So when you, a mere human, pass judgment on them and yet do the same things, do you think you will escape God's judgment? Or do you show contempt for the riches of his kindness, forbearance, and patience, not realizing that God's kindness is intended to lead you to repentance? And, you know, favoritism in this level, in terms of an argument, it's a big deal. We can think about it in terms of nations. If a country makes a decision to favor one country over the other, there's war, there's catastrophe, and the people suffer for it. And, you know, most of us are not ambassadors or presidents or anything like that. So, you know, we've never had to consider favoritism on that scale. But what about when it's at home? Can you imagine how what it must be like if, you know, there's an altercation or there's an argument between a brother and sister, and the mother is preferring one child over another? Can you imagine the repercussions and the disharmony and the disunity that would happen at a home? That's one thing, number one. And then number two is from Isaiah 58, and that's verse 9, so verse 9b, I guess. And basically, Isaiah 58, God just is talking about what he considers true fasting, you know, and considers true fasting. And a lot of us consider fasting as just that physical action of abstaining from something. And, you know, this this scripture also talks about abstaining, but it's not only abstaining from just the appearance that looks like we're fasting from, you know, from fruit or whatever. But then this particular part, verse 9 says, he's saying that, you know, if you would fast, removing the yoke from your midst and pointing the finger and speaking wickedness, and if you give yourself to the hungry, and it goes on, then it says that you will raise up the age-old foundations, and you will be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of the streets in which we dwell. And a lot of the times as well, once again, we don't consider slander or like gossiping or any of those kind of things as something that's really serious. We don't consider it an offense or a sin as much as we would consider killing someone, you know. But it's not as, I guess the weight of it is not as, the weight of it is not as light as we would think it is. Consider possibly, you know, there's an allegation that, you know, a husband is cheating on his wife. You know, that in church context, you know, what would happen if it came back to one of the spouses, and, you know, they started to think of it in that way, like that would foster disunity once again between relationship in the marriage. And when, you know, when we refrain from it, we are in the act being a peacemaker, because, you know, God promises that when we don't do that, we are called repairers of broken walls and restorer of streets with dwellings. And in that context, I feel as well that that is something that a peacemaker does. And the third thing is no to unforgiveness. This one, I guess, I'll give a personal sharing. Personal sharing? Okay. I have a friend who, actually, there's many people who go through this, that, you know, had a really terrible breakup with her boyfriend. And he lived in another country, and he basically was cheating on her. And, you know, for us, like, hearing it from like this, it's just, oh, you know, like you just get over it. But when you foster such a relationship with someone that you know you love them, and you hear these things, like it's a very reasonable situation where you would be tempted to hold things against the other person, and just continually feel empowered, because you feel that because you are wrong, you have every right to just to hold on to bitterness and unforgiveness. And the thing is, we can do that, but, and we say this often as well, that, you know, we end up suffering much more than the perpetrator themselves. And I am very, for my friend, I really feel for her, and I really do want to favor her and, you know, align myself with her, and to even to point fingers, you know, and say that, you know, he was always the wrong one, you know, you should have never gotten into a relationship with him. And you know, it was a bad choice, and he's wrong and you're right. But, you know, who am I to judge, or who are we to say that you know, she was completely right, or that he was the perpetrator? I have no idea, you know, the things that happened between them going on in a relationship. And it's just very hard to, being a peacemaker means that you know, taking sides is one of the most dangerous things that we can do. Yeah, it's the worst thing that we can do. So with that, actually, I want to lead us into reflection time. Who's... You know, I still feel like I'm not able to completely unpack this one verse. I feel like there's so many other ways that we could be peacemakers as well, you know. But for some reason, these are the particular three that, that just seem to really reverberate in my heart. And I think it's really easy for us to, on a day-to-day basis, to favor one person, to favor a friend, or to, you know, gossip behind somebody's back because it's just easy and fun. And, you know, it for some reason, it helps build friendships. But are those the building blocks that you want to build your relationships on? And it's easy as well to hold grudges, to stay in that state of mind where you feel you're right. But you know, we're not called to these standards. That's the world's standards. And to be frank, these little things, like, they're not so little when it accumulates. So I just want to leave you with this thought, and that you would just pray and meditate on it. By the spirit of adoption, we have been made the children of God. And in the same breath, he has called but also equipped us to make peace where there is an absence of it. Do you know of a situation in your life where you can step into and be the peacemaker at home, at work, with friends, as you yourself as one of the parties, or just between friends? Let's take some time to reflect on that.
He fall.
Spend some time letting the Holy Spirit reveal to us any relationships that God is calling us to be peacemakers. And if there are things, let's just also ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to us what areas in our lives that are, you know, really becoming an obstacle in us being the peacemakers where He's put us. Let's start praying for our community. If you feel there's a particular person that God wants you to pray for, please just spend time praying for that one person and just really intercede on their behalf. Let's pray for those who are unwell but also need salvation. Let's pray also for others in the church family that are unwell. Let's go to our next slide. Let's pray for those that are still waiting on God for their jobs. Let's pray for this time that they would be at rest, that they would be renewed with God's vision, and just to be reminded that, you know, God is continually, He is faithful, and that He is working behind the scenes. Let's pray. Next slide, please. Let's pray for Cambodia and our wonderful friends, Grace, Ashley, Pastor Bob O, and Pastor Tang. Let's pray for the board, for Pastor Sam, Lisa, Hige, Janie, Tom, Kiwan, Brian, and for Sophia, who's the secretary. Let's pray continually that, that they would step into the place of spiritual leadership and just act in wisdom on behalf of the church. Let's pray. Let's pray for men's and women's ministry. Let's pray that, this year that the ministries would really grow, and that they would be such a blessing to the church, and that they would help strengthen the relationships between men and women, but also amongst themselves. Let's pray. Thank you. Let's pray for SP 2.0 for the new building and donor. I guess that's referring to a prophetic word that Cindy Jacob gave us a little while back, that that SP would have its own building, and that let's pray that it will come in its timing, and that in the midst of it we would be prepared, but also that it would be such a blessing to the community in Hong Kong. Let's pray. Pray for the house churches that are meeting tonight: Causeway Bay, Island, Sha Tin, Kennedy, Robinson West, Happy Valley, and Meg Robinson. Let's really pray that people's hearts today would be convicted and really transformed to walk in the way of a disciple, to really take their relationship with Jesus seriously. And let's also pray that this time would be a time of deep fellowship and worship. Thank you so much that, you know, we are your children. And Father, we thank you that, you know, through you, Lord God, we are equipped to be peacemakers, Lord God, wherever you have called us. Father, I pray that, you know, the rest of this time would just be a time of deep fellowship with you, Father God. Thank you. So we finished quite early. please continue to stay and spend some time with God, and just bless you with a good day.